Checking. Hello, hello.
You still heard?
Do I feel heard? Is that what you said?
Yeah, do you feel heard? Are you okay?
I don't know. We need to talk about it. Checking. One, two. Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
I'm an advocate for mental health, but I can only go so far, man. So who, anybody that actually went to the Montana 300 yesterday? Because that was a show. We'll get to talking about that here shortly. But that was an absolute show. We got Donald Kincaid. Wow, horse in my throat. Donald Kincaid coming up here in just a few. We'll get started and do the actual introductions and stuff. Oh, well, she's texting me, but I can't get to my phone right now, Amber. It's kind of being used.
Just comment. Or yes. Maybe don't, depending on what it is.
She's out. She's gonna see a show in Kansas City tonight with her daughter.
Nice.
I don't remember what the show was. Are we in tune?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna start getting started. As Donald gets ramped up with his preparations and
Amber okay. Says she's here.
Hey. Or maybe I should be like, hey. A little more enthusiastic for her. We're getting ready to start episode 3 of Live Sessions at the Underground. It's hosted here by me, Kyle Lindsay, and Alan Smith. We promise we will get him on camera here soon. But now we're happy to be here. We're happy to, you know, episode 3. We've got so many more planned. It took off. We got bookings through
August
at this point. We got a few dates to fill, but
yeah, mostly just getting everybody scheduled
just a couple open dates, so we'll be reaching out. And the other thing is, like, we're talking about a whole lot of stuff to upgrade the production value overall. And
have a seat.
Yeah, come on in, man. And shout out to Brendan Dane Electronics, for coming in here and kind of like giving us an idea of what gear to buy, where to place it, stuff like that. So that was a huge help, because now we know we've got a direction to go for when we have larger bands. And we've got a really cool plan for that. And as we get a little more lined out and we're closer to those goals, then we'll start telling everybody what they are on the episodes. But we're getting there. I think I might need to turn that a little bit so Donald's in it a little bit more. Or you can scoot closer to me.
Maybe just scoot over a little bit.
I'm going to blame you out on your phone. Yeah. It's definitely a phone interview. Or
interference.
That's the word, man. I can't English. Them darn things that I can't say right now.
So, we could have worse problems.
Yeah, we could have a lot worse problems. That's absolutely sure.
Waiting for live video, so okay.
All right, so we're still working on our internet stuff down here.
Turns out it is a basement.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of concrete.
Yeah, a lot of concrete. That is for damn sure. So Donald Kincaid, now, buddy, how's it going?
Oh, you know it's going. I've been trying to get some new content posted up on the page. I did some recording today out in the woods. Went out mushroom hunting and
nice.
Did a few videos and got some pictures and stuff.
Is that where that cool one came from?
Yeah.
That new one that looked really dope with you holding the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a dope photo, man.
I set my phone on like 10 seconds and then I ran out in front of the camera and did it all myself.
Yeah, let's get that closer for you so you don't have to like lean all the way across the damn table.
But I'm just working on getting some content on the page for everybody. There's, like you said, there's so much cool stuff going on this summer as far as shows go that it's just unreal in this area. And I'm trying to jump on board on a lot of that stuff, and we're going to have a lot of fun, I know, this summer.
Yeah, no, there's definitely the whole music scene in the area has, like, blossomed
recently,
you know. A lot of local bands that are popping up, local solo artists that are pursuing dreams and everything like that, and you know, a large part of that is, I'd have to say, to the Underground, right?
For sure.
I'd say a larger part of it probably is the Underground, because Just the atmosphere down here. As a musician coming into a place, man, being in so many different venues and stuff, you get treated like crap by a lot of people. You know, you really do. But yeah. Everybody here, dude, the atmosphere is just cool. Everybody pushes each other down here to do better, you know, and it's awesome. Everybody takes criticism well. And we all work together, man. We're all in this together. So.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what spurred this whole thing, right? And the whole live sessions at the Underground, shameless plug. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, there's so many people that, musicians around here that can stand to have a little bit more publicity for them, you know?
Oh yeah.
And, you know, you do something like this or, which, you know, that, you know, another shameless plug, they're being seen a lot, right? And so that's pretty cool just off of and the views are from this area for the most part. So I feel like that helps out a little bit, getting names out there for the local scene, but, you know, there's so many things you can do. We've got such food trucks.
Yeah. Right?
Oh yeah.
I know a guy that's taking advantage of that and just going out there and you know playing a little bit there. And so there's so many things like that we can do.
Well, even Mike Watson, he was down there in Farmington at the food truck park.
Yeah.
Last 2 days, just ran through a set a couple of times and yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's what I saw from Chris. And then Joshua...
White.
Yes. There's a couple Joshuas, and I get names mixed up sometimes, so I want to make sure that was right. Saw him in Park Hills doing his thing. That was fantastic, man.
And that's what the game is, man, as a musician. That's the game. It's a hustle.
Yeah.
It is a hustle.
Yeah, you gotta be consistent, right?
You gotta be. You gotta keep content up. You gotta keep up your page and... merchandise, your shows, practices. There's a lot that goes into it. I don't think, you know, a lot of people think about that stuff, but there really is. I'm sure you guys know too, like just behind the scenes on the marketing side of stuff and advertising these pages, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's a lot of time involved.
Yeah, people, you know, they'll watch this episode for however long, they'll watch your set for however long and be like, that was a great 30 minutes, great hour. Mm-hmm. And then that's what they think of. That's all they think of. Yeah, they know, like, oh, man, to do this or do that, they practice. But unless you're doing something very similar, you don't really see how hard it is,
just,
especially with music, to stand out.
And you can tell when it's practiced.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in a sea of other musicians, you got to stand out a little bit, right, at least to an extent. So that takes effort and time. And, you know, so let's talk about your effort and time. Like, you know, what's going into, how long have you been playing?
Oh, well, I actually started when I was 5. I picked up an old Ovation guitar and just one string at a time, started figuring out whatever I could on the thing. You know, it was my cousin's guitar, and, you know, I grew up on a farm my whole life. Had country shoved into my head, you know, George Strait, Alan Jackson, Randy Travis.
I mean,
you know,
that's like, not bad, right?
That was my country, you know, and I love that stuff. But then once I got around my uncles more and I started hearing all of them play rock and roll, that didn't take me long to jump into that hard. And then, rock kind of just blossomed from there, and then I started playing with some alternate tunings, drop D, double drop D, just stuff like that. And, man, you'd be surprised what you could figure out, you know. I kind of went off and on, you know, kind of my whole life with music. It's kind of a love-hate thing. You can love music. It'll make you sad, and it'll make you happy, you know. Music's an emotional thing.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know me well enough by now to know that I suffer from depression pretty bad, and music can take me, you know, to a pretty dark place sometimes, so I try to get out of it and get away from things, but I'm getting back in it hard.
Well,
I got a lot of lyrics right stuck out, up though. Here. I'm trying to write songs, but it's hard getting them out sometimes, but they're coming out. I got 2 brand new songs that I'm going to work on with the band tomorrow.
Awesome.
And we're going to hopefully break them out here soon.
Yeah, and you know, going back to depression, man, we just, you know, I'm not going to get into our conversation the other day, but we had a pretty good conversation about it. And, you know, for people that are dealing with it, it's easy for people to just be like, oh, I'm depressed today. Like, no, you're probably having a bad day.
Yeah, you're just having a bad day.
But, I mean, that stuff is, it's terrible. It's debilitating.
Real depression kills people, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It kills people a lot more often than people would think.
Yeah.
And that's another big reason for the underground in a place like this is, dude, this is an escape for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
And I've noticed it big time down here. People love coming here. They truly love being here. And they keep coming back every week. They come back.
Yeah.
You know, so and that's like, what we're going to, we're just going to keep trying to build that this summer.
That's right. And like you said, you know, music can take you to a sad place, but it can bring you out of that sad place too. Especially when you've got a venue that, you know, just is there for the local scene, right? Like, every time
it's diverse.
I come here,
never know what you're going to hear down there.
Right, right. Especially on an open mic night, dude. You have no idea.
Oh, no idea.
None. You might have somebody up there reading poetry that they just wrote, and that I don't care what anybody says. That's dope.
Even karaoke night down here.
Right,
you'll hear the best singing on karaoke here than you will anywhere. You go anywhere else, it just sounds like two cats in a barrel. But down here, there's a lot of awesome singers down here, man. It's really something just to come watch karaoke down here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know? That's for sure. So, you know, we've been playing, we were talking behind the scenes stuff, right? You've been playing since you were five, and you start figuring everything out on your own, on your cousin's guitar. And
taught myself talked by about, a year. Started with guitar and kind of, you know, I play with a lot of different bands. My cousins and me had a band growing up, a bunch of buddies and stuff. We've had several different bands growing up, and I always tried to tell myself, man, just learn everything you can. And now I can play 15 instruments. I haven't been able to play anything I picked up so far. So,
damn,
that's been pretty cool.
right, and, 15 instruments. Dude.
15 more than myself.
I didn't know there were 15 instruments.
Oh man, there's all kinds of cool stuff out there.
I mean, yeah, I'm kidding, of course. I'm just, you know, you get it. I'm making fun of myself, but damn, 15 effing instruments.
No,
dude.
What's
the coolest one? Like the strangest one that you could throw on a track.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, with strings, man, I love the sound of a 12-string. I don't know if you've ever seen a harp guitar.
I've seen a harp.
It's like a double neck. It's a 4-string bass, like a harp, with open tuning on the top.
Okay.
And then you get a 6-string acoustic below it. And, it's crazy the sounds you make this thing. I don't know if you ever heard of a hurdy-gurdy.
I've heard the words, but I have no idea what we're
a lot of people
about.
Have heard of the word hurdy-gurdy, but they've never actually seen one. Like, the cheapest one I've seen is like $1,400. These things are handmade, and it's a box with these little wooden buttons up here, kind of like piano keys, but down here you've got a crank, and it's got a wheel inside that spins, and it's like plays a violin from the inside.
Really?
And it, dude, this thing is like medieval. It's cool as shit. I've always wanted one. If that's one instrument I'd like to learn, that's probably it.
Alan, do you have any idea what the hell that was?
No.
But, yeah, we
I mean,
just,
I so I've got a picture in my head, and I feel like it's wrong.
It's like Adam Sandler drawing a blue duck. It just stands out. Like, I don't think that's right, but fuck it, I'm going with it. You also mentioned like a bunch of different bands, and I know you put a lot of effort into a band name. Like, you could spend weeks trying to come up with what your band name is going
to
be.
Just to find out it's already taken.
Exactly.
Which is the problem we're having right now, because I do my solo stuff, which is covers and my originals, and then I'm also in a thing we're kind of starting up right now. It's kind of behind the scenes. We're going to unleash hell here soon.
Well, you do have a show booked.
Yeah, we've got a show booked. We're still working on the name. We've came up with like three names already, and they're all taken already.
Interesting.
You know, so, but no, we want our name to reflect the sound and the, you know, what we're trying to put out and stuff. So I'm sure we'll get together. We're actually getting together tomorrow to practice. So
okay, cool.
We'll probably come up
and
with something.
And what day is that show you haven't came up with a band name for?
May. It's in May.
18th? May 18th. Yep.
May 18th. Here at the Underground?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is that an all ages show?
Yes.
Yeah, all ages show.
Is it a free show? $5 at the door?
I can tell you all that. Give me one second.
All right.
We got another show next Friday.
You've got
a show I'm
show.
Opening up for Last Time Down and Shades and Blue.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Let's see.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I get to break out some of my old music, my old alternative stuff for those guys. Yeah, so that'll be cool.
Okay, so it's your band, Real Noise, the Peace Lords from St. Louis.
Yes.
And then Gabe Corcoran might be playing that one.
Gabe, I hope so. Cool.
He kind of put it together, so I think he's playing.
Well, he better be.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him that.
Yeah, that's a Gabe. He'll be on the show. Gabe.
Anyway, doors at 7, show starts at 8, $5.
$5.
Oh, you can't beat that, people.
$5.
To hear all that.
Killer bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you'll hear well worth your $5.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to
Gabe.
I'd
even give you 6.
He's going to be on the show May 25th.
Yeah.
With Mike Watson again. He's coming back for my birthday. Shout out to both of those guys. I want to go back to the band name thing again, because you said you had so many different bands that you were in. What was either the coolest or funniest band name that you guys came up with?
Oh, man. We always went, okay, so it had to be me and old Dougie Luther's band.
Oh, boy.
We can't say it, right?
So Doug's the bass player from Bigfoot. And,
cool, cool.
Me and Doug, I met Doug when I was 15 years old. Had no clue who this guy was. Never heard of him, ever. He just pulls up my driveway one day. Said, "Hey, man." I'm like, "Who are you?" He told me who he was. He's like, what was going on? He's like, "Man, I heard you could play and stuff. I kind of wanted to come over and see if you wouldn't want to jam a few. And we got a band we're putting together. We got Battle of the Bands coming up." He said, "Coming up." In my mind, I'm thinking it's a couple months out at least.
It sounds about right.
Well, we go up and I play him a couple songs. He's like, "Man, you're not really what I was hoping for." And he goes, "No, I'm fucking with you, man." He's like, "We'd love to have you." And, he got me in this band. I left with him that day. Just met the guy, went to our buddy Brad's house up in, where he lives, Cedar Hill. And I stayed at Brad's house. I just met Brad that day, too, and everybody. I stayed at Brad's for, like, 2 weeks. The show was in 2 weeks, not 2 months.
Didn't have a whole lot of time
for Battle the Bands up at the Creepy Crawl Lounge in St. Louis.
Brand new band, and, 2 weeks.
Brand new band. We had to play all originals, and I'm not going to lie, man. It really came together quick in a week. But most of the equipment belonged to the bass player. That guy quit the day before the show. So we thought we were screwed, man. We ended up finding another bass player. He came down, brought his amp and guitar. We still had to get a lot of equipment. So we went up to Guitar Center, man. We bought whatever we needed. We went and played the show. Won second place. And then brought everything back the next day to Guitar Center. Thank God for that 30-day return policy.
Yeah, right.
But
talk about that.
It was great,
creative, dude.
We came in second. We were supposed to go play Pops after that, but we had some stuff come up and weren't able to go. But
when was that? Like, what year was that?
Dude, that was like 20 years ago. That was when the Creepy Crawl Lounge was on Washington and Grand.
Oh, we're at the point where we can say he's not.
Yeah,
and we're at the point that we can say 20 years ago he'd be born.
In that right. 2 weeks, we came up with a band name because we got really drunk and watched a lot of Dumb and Dumber.
We ended up
naming our band the Quarter Till Eight, where he's trying, where he Lloyd's trying to explain to Mary what time he's going to pick her up. And then years later, me and Doug did like a duo thing, and we did a play off of that and went with 7:45.
Nice.
Nice. Named two bands off the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That's nice. Okay, so I'm probably going to ask everybody this question, and that's, are you a dog or cat person?
I love dogs. I've got a little love-hate thing with dogs because I got the back of my head chewed off by a dog when I was 7.
Oh, okay.
186 stitches in my head.
Jesus.
Yeah,
I can see you being a little biased there.
I was a little afraid of dogs for years, man. But once I realized that I was bigger than a dog and I could just choke that dog out if he tried anything like that.
Hopefully you don't need to, but yeah.
Then now I'm not so afraid of him anymore. I'd rather a dog than a cat, for real. But I don't mind cats. They're all right.
I'm still up in the air. But the cat that I had, he was one of the best dogs I ever had. So I'm kind of biased on that, too.
Yep.
I had a dog one time that would eat mice, but the cat that I also had wouldn't. Explain that.
Cats are just ruthless, man. If we just let them go uncontrolled, we would have a very big problem because they hunt for sport.
Yeah.
They hunt for sport.
And they repopulate almost as bad as rabbits.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. No kidding. All right, moving on with that.
Anyway,
one. We'll get back to the music. Growing up, you know, you said you were 5 when you started. You were quote unquote forced country music. And
yeah, not really forced. That's just what I grew up on. You know, around the farm, that's all we really listened to. My parents split up when I was young, so I kind of had two different worlds I lived in. I lived on the farm most of the time, but
yeah,
I go to dad's, I kind of lived a little bit of the city life or rural life, you know. Worked on classic cars and trucks, you know, and then back to the farm, you know.
So since you had, you know, you've got kind of a, you know, dispersed or open genre pool, I guess. I can't English right now, man. It's really hard. What would you say is, like, your biggest influence in the music world when you were a kid trying to learn your first instrument?
Yeah, guitar really took me. My thing was I would always hear something in a song that I wanted to do different, or I wanted to do the whole thing my way, and the only way to do that was to figure out how to play an instrument and do it.
That's fair.
You know, so that's really what got me wanting to push for it. And so then by the time I was like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, we were playing in, like, bands with my cousins and stuff. And by the time we were about 14, my uncle came up, and he's like, all right, one of you boys is going to have to start to sing. You can't be an instrumental band. Instrumental band.
See, English is hard, okay?
your whole life, you guys got to – one of you has got to sing. And I got pointed at by everybody. So that's what got me into singing, which I didn't like because I've got stage fright bad.
Oh, man, I don't – I know, like, I'm the same way. Like, it doesn't matter how many DJ sets I did in my life, right? Like, every time you get up there, you're like, oh, man, people are watching me. Like, if I screw up, they're going to know. And then most of the time, unless you royally screw up, nobody has any idea.
Yeah.
So, and then.
As long as you don't acknowledge it, you're fine.
Right.
Nobody will ever know.
Right. Confidence goes a long way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure you have it. But once that adrenaline kicks in, there's no other feeling in the world like it, right?
Oh, yeah. After about the third song, I'm usually all right. But, yeah, I've had stage fright my whole life. That's why if anybody notices me up there, I got my eyes closed usually.
I have noticed that, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't really put
I go to my own little place.
Well, and that's kind of the way I looked at it. Like, I didn't think of it as a stage fright way, but, yeah, and that makes sense now.
Yeah. The comedy thing that Jake had talked to me about, he's trying to get me to get up there and do some comedy, and I'm like, man, I'm not a comedian, man. I like being funny and stuff, but I can't be a comedian in front of people. At least with my guitar, I can hide behind that guitar a little bit.
Right. It's your
you
safety
know,
blanket.
But I could not be a comedian. That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. It's a different kind of tough.
Like, because if you're not funny, you're screwed.
And yeah, man, I can't imagine what that feels like. You know, like I've had power loss or laptop or a hard drive lock up in the middle of a show or I'm mixing.
Oh, dude, yeah.
But people are like, okay, well,
strings
technical
break,
errors.
Dude, I've
right?
got scars from.
But when
strings.
You're up there as a comedian, it's not technical error. It's 100%. You better be funny.
Yeah, it's you know if you screw up, it's like everybody looks at you. Oh, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then people are ruthless.
Yeah, you're only out is if the stage catches on fire.
Yeah, hey man. Like,
and you know, sometimes not even then.
Yeah, everybody in the crowd's moving on, man. Like, take that into consideration. They're up there doing something that most of us can't. So you know, show them a little bit of love, one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be too mean to them. I don't care if it's a new guy or a pro guy? Well, maybe a pro guy if you're paying a bunch of money for him. You better be funny, right?
I don't know. Matt Rife's not.
Really?
Not a Matt Rife fan.
You don't like
Matt Rife? I'm not either. Thank you. Don't get it. All he does is stand up there and make fun of people.
Well, no, that's all. So, okay. That's all he posts. So his
Okay, so his crowd work is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But then his special was horrible.
His actual jokes.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so watch his special and you'll understand.
Okay, I'll watch it and then we can discuss it on episode 4.
Okay.
Which is someone I've been following is Dusty Slay. I like that guy. He's funny. He don't try. He's just funny, man.
But I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'd be up there, like, literally messing myself and be like, call me Miles Davis.
And then some of the, I don't know if you've ever seen this guy, this new kind of sensation comic that's, he's been out for a little bit, Tyler Cassidy.
I know the name.
This guy does little commercials for people. Like, you could call in and have him write a song about your friend. And just give him some info about your friend. This guy is up. He's getting up there quick.
Okay. What's his name again?
It's Tyler Cassidy.
I'll look him up.
And I'm going to have him write a little commercial for my brother. He does these songs, and he wears these outfits and does these videos and stuff. And it's just, oh, man. Gets me every time.
That's awesome. I want to ask, like, who is like a big influence in your personal life to when you started out with music that kind of gave you that push to keep doing it at times? Because, you know, you're going to get dissuaded at some point. I know it happens to everybody when you're learning and trying to do something. But like, who gave you that push to say, keep doing your thing?
It's probably a combination of a couple people, really. My cousin, Jimmy Eckhoff, he's one of the ones that I was in a band with. He's a drummer, phenomenal drummer, dude. And this guy is quick. You can't see the sticks when he's playing. and me and him are 2 weeks apart in age. Grew up together our whole life. We were like brothers. He was the drummer. I was guitar player and vocals, man. So we just did it together, you know, our whole life growing up as kids. And he always pushed me to be, you know, a better vocalist. And push me to try and learn new stuff. And then probably my uncle Larry was a guitar player. He did a lot of like funnier stuff, like the Rodney Carrington kind of songs, you know, Cletus T. Judd, Roy D. Mercer kind of stuff. And he was hilarious to have around a campfire. Uncle Larry was, but he was always a big push too growing up.
That's awesome.
You know, he always made sure to let me know, I mean, you got to do something with this, bub. You got to do something. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away, you know. And I don't know. You can have a million people walk up and be like, you are so good. You're so amazing. And you won't believe a single one of them people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You just won't.
That's
They're just telling you that. They're just telling you that. That's all you can, you know, run through your head. Well, but
at some point,
some
you
got to
start believing yourself.
Some people make it stick, man. And it's nice hearing other musicians that you know have been around long enough to not say anything unless, you know, they really wanted to make a point.
Especially because they're the ones that get it more than anybody else, exactly. You know?
Yeah, and that's, again, the underground. That's one big thing down here is all of us. I've never seen so many artists support other artists in one area.
Yeah, I have noticed that a lot.
They really do. St. Louis, other artists don't support other artists like they do here. Park Hills, they really don't.
You definitely, anytime somebody like you has a show, you'll see people like Gabe and everybody else that's around normally, and then vice versa. Gabe has a show, you're here, and
not even just the musicians. There's local businesses that share these musicians, and we share their stuff. Like absolutely. It's just the amount of people getting together down here is just awesome, and it really is exploding. I think this year is going to be a blowout, dude, for real.
Yeah, I think so, too. And actually, I want to, you know, you talk about sharing stuff. I wanted to give a shout-out to Kim Harbison for what she does with Local Music Lowdown, gathering everybody's information and posting that up for everybody on Facebook. So that's pretty cool. Like, you know, that's time-consuming. Like, you can see what, if you follow Shane Presley from the Rock Paper Podcast, what he does, at least what I've started seeing lately, is like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or maybe every day of the week, he compiles this massive list of a post, tagging everybody and telling them where they're going to be. So you can just go to his post and see what you want to do that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah, and
all the work that goes behind that stuff.
I don't know this person personally, but they tag us in all their posts. There's an Instagram page called scene_Lewis. Same deal. Like, they take shows from St. Louis, shows from down here. They even, you know, branch out to, like, Columbia. Like, all the local shows. And he just makes an Instagram post and puts it all on a flyer. And goes, hey, here's everything going on this week. So
that's freaking awesome. Like, because that takes time, man.
Yeah. It really does.
One, to go find all that information, you know, because I'm sure not every venue is just reaching out going, hey, this is what's happening. Like, you got to go get it.
No, then they're actually like bands around town. You know, he showed Jimmy and his crew that, you know, they show up at multiple gigs per night.
Right.
For different artists.
Yeah.
They shoot video. They shoot pictures. They share all of our content. You know, they really do a lot of work, and they're doing this for nothing.
Right. And you know, they do it because they enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they enjoy what you guys are providing as far as the environment and just the entire scene in general, man. It's just popping over here. Hell, last night, Montana 300, we had what was it? Network STL.
I missed it.
Yeah, I wasn't here either, so enlighten us.
Oh, man. So it was put on by Network STL, KP and his guys, and then Cream of the Crop. They had a handful of local artists, like Daytime was up there with BTH Place. And
Cream of the Crop brings people, man.
Yeah, it was packed, and, you know, there was no issues, none whatsoever. Like, everybody had a good time, was chill, just watched a damn good show here at the Underground here in Park Hills, man. Like, that's awesome. So it doesn't matter whether it's a full acoustic set or, you know, straight up hip hop show.
Big city shows in a little town, man. Yeah.
And that's what it was. It had that whole vibe. It was just perfect as far as the show goes for me. Like, I enjoyed the hell out of it. And then just tell us again, what's your next show here?
We got next weekend. I'm opening up for
Last Time
Down in Shades and Blue next weekend.
Next Friday? Is that Friday?
Friday. Yeah. It'll be the 12th, doors at 7, music at 8. It's I believe a $10 cover for that one.
Okay.
But yeah, that's going to be a good show. I don't know if everybody knows, Last Time Down, they just went to go battle for a spot at Point Fest. They battled a band. So,
I don't know if they won or not. But
I don't know. I know sometimes it takes them a couple weeks to find out. But
they did play that show. I know that.
Yeah. The guys are awesome. They really are. I'm excited to open up for them for real.
Heck yeah, man.
And Shades and Blue, they're opening for Saliva and Drowning Pool at Red Flag.
There you go. See, I love opening up for people like this. It's awesome.
Yeah, and
you know, just be a part of it.
You're a part of it, and you get to see, like, really, you know, the guys that have been doing it, like, up close and everything. So
yeah.
That's another perk of being in the music industry at all, right, is getting to see everything else that's going on.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting, man. You meet so many cool people from so many different places.
Yeah.
You know, all over the world, and it's crazy. They'll just come to you. Like, it's nuts. There's some pretty big stuff going on.
Yeah.
So speaking of things going on, you got some something prepared for us here today?
I was going to do a couple covers. I mean, I got an original I can do. I got two more originals that I'm kind of saving for practice tomorrow with the band, and we're going to kind of lock those down as a whole band before I play them out and stuff. But they get up there. They're pretty rocking songs, so I usually write kind of slower stuff, you know, that's I used to be into hard rock, you know, go, play fast, you know, all the time, but here over the last few years, I've slowed down a lot, man. I'm way more into lo-fi stuff now, and I just want to chill out and kind of tug some heartstrings, you know, so I've been kind of picking songs from every genre I can think of, man, and I like taking the songs that no other cover band or no other artist is going to try and do, and I try and, you know, do that. Some of them are a little harder than others, especially to change a song up. Sometimes I got to take it down to bare bones, and sometimes I don't, but I like doing multi-genre stuff. Most people tell you, if they've ever heard me play, I've got the craziest set list that you'll ever see, because I will go from Miranda Lambert to Lady Gaga to Lynyrd Skynyrd to Pink Floyd to Led Zeppelin.
That is a set list.
Like I play all kinds of stuff, and I'm kind of starting to get into doing a little more like NF and like some more stuff like okay. that. Maybe get into some R&B. So
all right, cool. So you ready to take it over?
Yeah. I'll go ahead and play one. Let me see what I got on here.
We have to plug in the guitar or something?
Yeah.
Always got to plug the guitar.
All right. So before he gets started, while he's looking everything up and getting going, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors, Park Hills Underground and KO Media and Entertainment. This has been a good time here. We're looking forward to everything else we got going. Going to have Donald get set up here. And I want to give another shout out to Wicked Whiskers Facial Hair Club. They've got a beard contest coming up on 420. It'll be at the bullpen. Doors open at 5. Contest starts around 7. They got judges. This is all going to be done to benefit Raising a Village. It's a local nonprofit here in Park Hills as well. So if you're free, you can join over there and join the beard contest. Veterans don't pay for their categories. The first category you enter is $20. Anything after is $10, and all the proceeds are going to Raise a Village. There's no profit being made here, take home nothing. They're just doing this because they love what Raise a Village does, and they think they need more awareness. And I agree. So I think with that, we'll turn this over to Donnie Kincaid here. And
all right.
Let him see what he's got.
All right. He's on number 3, so let's just mute 1 and 4, right? Because you're 1.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, mute him.
Hey, mine's still on. I can hear it.
Yeah.
I just learned this one not too long ago. I really like playing it. I've heard a couple people do it, but this song really gets rocking. I can't wait to do this with the whole band for real, but here's a One Horse Town. Tiny town where I come from, you grew up doing what your daddy does. You don't ask questions, you do it just because. You don't climb too high, you dream too much. With a whole lot of work and a little bit of love, you wind up right back where your daddy was. Little bitty town, yo, it ain't nothing new. We all stick around, 'cause they all tell us to. Swallow your pride, just to make your family proud. If I didn't think down, well, I'd ride my pony right out this one horse town. Yeah, this one horse town. I'm an old married man at the age of 23. Got two little boys on the baseball team. And that might be their only ticket out. And all they got is a worn out name. And a daddy that could have gone on away. I hung my saddle up and settled down. Little bitty town.
town. Oh, it ain't nothing new. We all stick around, 'cause they all tell us to. Swallow your pride to make your family proud. If I didn't think that it would shut the whole thing down, well, I'd ride my pony right out this one horse town.
Okay, I guess. Oh, the vocals are still a little weird today from being in the woods recording stuff over and over again until I liked it.
Well, we like that.
Yeah, looks like the people love it.
Awesome. I hope so. Let's see what else I got. Oh, yeah, I could do this one. This was always a favorite for a lot of people for a lot of reasons, man. I love relatable songs. That's what I try and write. And this is definitely...
Is this one you wrote?
No, this is a Nutshell.
Okay.
Home.
Oh yeah, bud.
Yeah.
Very good.
I like playing that song. That's a good one.
I think it's probably one of the songs that Amber's been requesting too.
Oh, has it really?
I think so.
That's awesome, dude. A lot of people love Nutshell, man, and Alice in Chains in general. That's a deep band, man, and there's I don't know. I used to listen to more of the music and not the lyrics, but now as I get older, I'm kind of listening to more of the lyrics on things.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of songs I didn't really pay enough attention to when I was a kid are starting to come into light, you know, and then I'm starting to branch out. That's why I learned a lot of, like, Miranda Lambert, Tin Man. I do that down here a lot, and everybody loves it. And I don't know a lot of people that's actually just looked at the lyrics of that song, and it's a sad song, man, but it's so beautiful. And I can sit, and I can listen to that song on repeat, dude, and listen to Miranda sing that thing, and she'll just play me to sleep.
Yeah. You played that the other night to finish a set, didn't you?
Yeah. I play it down here every once in a while. Everybody loves when I play it. They all usually sing along with it, so that's always fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, man, and thank you for coming in today.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Anytime. We're going to do some big things. We got some big stuff planned.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yes, we definitely are. So, I mean, Alan, you got anything?
Not specifically.
Not specifically.
I mean, we could probably talk for another hour, but.
Yeah, no, probably definitely could. But, damn, I appreciate it. That was great. Both covers you did there were just spectacular, dude.
I appreciate it, man, really.
So, that's it. That's episode 3. We're in the books.
Locked in the books, people.
Yeah.
Get out here and see some of these shows, man. Come on down and see me. I might look unapproachable, but I promise I'm not. I'm a super nice guy. Yeah, come down and say hi, man. We'll hang out.
Definitely. So, again, shout out to our sponsors, Park Hills Underground. We literally would not be here without them because we are in the Underground studio. And KL Media, and of course, Alan, thank you for being here and doing everything that you're doing for the show.
Definitely. I
appreciate it. And, you know, we're going to be coming back on the 27th.
Who we got?
27th is Brendan Hanrahan.
Yeah,
Brendan's always say awesome. That wrong. So, yeah, another awesome local acoustic.
That is a young kind of Jimmy Page, Robert Plant style guitarist that really. The dude's technical, man, and he's awesome to listen to.
Yeah, I was watched a video that he had posted the other day, him playing something new he's working on, and it was really well done.
So it is. He plays some beautiful guitar, man.
That one it will not be at 4 or 4:30. That will be at 12:30 due to other bookings, but we wanted to make sure we did the episode. We're not ever going to cancel unless, you know, we absolutely have to. Again, thanks for everybody that tuned in, and for everybody that I know is going to watch this at some point. And
this will be on Spotify.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was what I was getting ready to mention.
I beat you to it.
Yes. Alan, you got me there. So, yeah, absolutely. We're going to be nestled under Park Hills Underground Spotify.
Yeah, Park Hills Underground Radio. It'll eventually have all the shows we do. On there as we continue to grow, but this will be the first one.
This is the first one, awesome. Guys. So, yeah, you'll be able to officially listen to us on Spotify as anywhere you want to go, man. So that's pretty cool. Of course, you can't watch the video. But
and probably Apple and Amazon and everywhere you get podcasts, I think.
Okay.
So,
probably.
Definitely Spotify.
I know after I get out of the studio, I'm getting on DistroKid. My stuff will be all over out yes, there. Man. So I got to get some studio work in for sure.
Yes, for sure. Again, the 27th, we'll be back with Brendan Hanrahan. I want to make sure I say that right, and I'm hoping that I am. We will be on Spotify. You'll be able. We have a YouTube page where you can watch the videos, live sessions underground on YouTube.
We're working on Kickstarter and Patreon and all that stuff if you want to support in that way.
Yeah. So lots of ways that you can help us to keep funding this. And once we get... I thought I had the internet problem figured out, and I almost did, but I gotta rewire a few things, it looks like, and switch some modes over.
It's the eclipse, man.
Yeah. I'm just going to blame it on AT&T. Actually, no.
Well, it's a valid.
Yeah, right now it kind of is. But, yeah, so everybody, again, thank you. Park Hills Underground, KL Media Entertainment, Donald Kincaid for being here. Alan, thank you. And that's going to do it. We'll catch you guys on the 27th at 12:30 with Brendan Hanrahan.